Lord Jesus, steady our hearts. After the events in Baltimore with the bridge being destroyed, we are living in a time of peril, but God is our anchor. Lord, steady our hearts. And cleave to him, my dear ones. After I heard this terrible news this morning, I realized that the terrorist cells have been activated, and this may only be the beginning of woes. Jesus began, "Yes, the rapid decline of America is beginning. Her sins will be reckoned with, and they are many against the very earth you live on. So much of the evil she has done has been kept hidden. Her iniquities will be visited upon her. Pray for your country, Claire. There is so much planned against her. Yet the repentance of many can hold back the worst of my wrath." And that reminds me, this bridge could have been destroyed during rush hour with far more casualties. So it was a stroke of God's mercy that it was destroyed before rush hour. Thanks be to God. Jesus continued, "Don't worry, you and your loved ones will be under the protection of my angels. Only cleave to charity with all your heart. Do not pass by an opportunity to do good for another soul. With each act of kindness, you are preserving your soul and increasing the graces to cover so many hopeless cases. Do not give in to fear. Grab charity by the horns and answer the need as best you can. With each act of kindness, your soul rises to greater heights in humility. These times will cause terror in the minds of so many, and reactions will not always be for the better. That is why you must stand your ground. When people's survival is at stake, they can do crazy things. You all must remain a light in the darkness, a source of love and hope. Move forward with what I've given you to do, and keep your focus. Do not permit yourself to wander into curiosities. Have a one-track mind, obeying what I've given you to complete. There will be much turmoil in your country. Do not get embroiled. Stay focused. All of you will be given many chances to increase in holiness. This will be a time like no other, and opportunities to prove your love for me and grow in sanctity will abound. In these times, the challenges can help you to make great strides in holiness or to slide backwards. Be vigilant, my loved ones. When things do not go your way, stop. Then consider what the tactics are, not of the person, but the demon enemy behind that person or situation. Examine the enemy's intentions. What are they targeting? To derail you. Then with deliberate intention, lay down your fleshly reaction and take up the necessary strategy to right your course, extending forgiveness to whoever was caught in the middle. The enemy sets these things up. They are mapped out according to your weaknesses, even to your genetics, to cause alienation, distraction, loss of destiny. The enemy anticipates a reaction that would damage beyond repair this holy community. Be aware that this is always their goal, to pit one against another and remove you from the community until there is no one left. They also wish to take certain ones to hell. Oh, dear God, why did I have to wait until I was in my 70s to learn all this? I wish I had known this in my 20s. My life would have been so much different. And I want to add here that when a stressful and negative situation arises, immediately recognize there are demons behind it, and the person who offended you was moved by a demon without realizing that he or she was being used. And the words may have been twisted by a demon, so you didn't hear what they said, you heard what would offend you. And as you got a sucker punch, you accepted it as an offense and hold rancor and resentment, and that completely takes your attention off your work and stopping your forward motion, and even worse, derailing your destiny. Jesus continued, "My beloved ones, you do not have much further to go. Keep your eyes on the prize and refuse to fall for their tactics to entrap and scatter you. Brotherly love and patience are still the most formidable weapons. They would like you to believe that going somewhere else or doing other things with other people or other places would be more secure. But this is only an illusion designed to get you out of my will. Forewarned is forearmed, and I have drawn you here specifically for your safety, so don't budge. I am telling you this now because there will be several attempts to dislodge you from this mountain and from this community. The question to be asked is, did I really give my life to the Lord, or am I still holding on to it? In times of testing and trials, people can make foolish decisions because they are led astray by their own opinion, which they honor more than God's will or God's direction. Very simply put, pride precedes a fall. Even the scriptures say, do you see a man who is wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him. And that's from Proverbs 26:12. Jesus continued, as you navigate these rough waters, let brotherly love be your compass. Do all in your power to maintain peace and goodwill with each other. The enemy is counting on stress to provoke division. Your mother and mine will shower bushels of graces upon you as you maintain a peaceful and patient demeanor through all these trials. And I would like to add to this, and this is me speaking now, that if you've truly given your life to Jesus, you will seek only to do his holy will. It is a very great gift to know the will of God, and a very great sin turn away from it to follow your own. In fact, following your own will is a tragedy in the making. I did it for most of my adult life, so I know what I'm talking about. Your only hope is to be faithful to God and stay the course. You will pass through the fire, not being burnt, and he will bring wonderful fruits out of it. Thank you, my dear ones, for supporting the community. And also, we've had so many requests for wood from the poor. It's depleted our supplies, but we continue to take care of the poor that live out on the mesa out here. Some of them living in automobiles and buses. But the bottom line is, it's been a very cold and long winter, so we've had to purchase firewood several more times than we normally do to keep them warm. Right now, it looks like the dead of winter on the mountain. I mean, this has been some winter. Well, the Lord bless you all. And thank you again for your support and your prayers. I am feeling much better.